And you fought!
That's why this one coat costs $800, and that costs $200. If I don't know what that costs, I'd be ashamed to wear it. That's why I'm wearing certain shoes, and it rolls like butts, and I got a limousine stuck out there a mile long.
Before. All right, so I got the Zoom on for the podcast, which is the ESBC Sports Betting and Financial Podcast, where the purpose of the podcast is to make money. Every single podcast is a business meeting. And every business meeting has to have a purpose and an outcome. Purpose is to make money, and the outcome is we're over 400% ROI. We use business and financial concepts to make money betting on games. And we bet all the overs and all the unders to get arbitrage, which is buying and selling stocks simultaneously. I have an MBA, a securities license, so licenses, plural. So I combine it all, because at the end of the day, with 40 states legalizing sports betting, it's going to mirror the stock market, right? People jumping on Periscope, if you have any questions about sports betting, let me know. And using business and financial concepts for sports betting, all right? Now, let's start with the first game we're going to look at. It's going to be the New York Jets at the New England Patriots. It's the New England -3, and it's going to go over 39. The Jets have looked a lot better with Adam Gase calling the plays. And the reason I think this game's going over is because it's won a lot of Super Bowls and a lot of national championships, right? The Bill Belichick defense, the Nick Saban defense, does not account for the quarterback, dares the quarterback to beat you on a run every time. And not even Tim Tebow could do that. But those games tend to go over. So look for the Jets. And Bill Belichick has been talking up the Jets all week. So when he does that, he knows he's going to cover. So look for that to occur. He'll cover the 3 points against the Jets, and it'll go over 39. Look for the Lions +4 over 54. Usually, for the most part, NFL teams are not going to get blown out 2 weeks in a row. The offensive coordinator, who's now the head coach till the end, Daryl Bevel, his dad was a coach. He knows how to motivate guys. He did well. Then he got himself COVID, right? And then he was out last week. But I look for him to return to the former performance he had the week before. Jack has a question. What do you say the spread for the Jets and Patriots? Yeah. I went on Bovada and I didn't trust Bill Belichick with 3 points. So I bet the money line, but the points were -3, and the money line I got at -130. And what I go for is just a higher percentage. 52.5% is break even. And we attempt to hit between 70% to 80%. We're at 60% for the year, but however, we've had 17 weeks in a row of profit. And when it's important, right, as an MBA, what's important is always profit. people get lied to when they watch CNBC, this, that, and the other thing, to think that it is revenue, right? It's not revenue. It is profit. And then when you bet 10 or more games in the over-under, you enjoy the game more, right? Because the value equation is psychological factors plus functional factors divided by time and money. So if you own a business, you have kids, 80% of your time should be in revenue generating activities. So doing this is a legit business process and you make profit every week. So well, that translates to the Jets, Patriots line. Since the Patriots have been a loser team this year, you can't really trust them with the points. However, last game of the season, a little scarcity there. I'll go money line, Patriots, but it's -3 and over the 39, right? Because the Bill Belichick defense does not account for the quarterback. So Darnold's going to run all day, get some points. And with Adam Gase calling the plays, look for the Jets to look better but still lose because they are the Jets. So the Lions are +4 against Minnesota. Minnesota's had – and look for that game for sure to go over 54 points. For example, the bowl game today with Mario Cristobal and Matt Campbell, they're two defensive coaches. So when two defensive coaches go against each other, for the most part, the game's going to go under. When two offensive guys go against each other, usually that game will go over. So you got Darrell Bevell and your Detroit Lions going against Greg Kubiak and your Minnesota Vikings. Greg Kubiak, a guy who's won a Super Bowl as a head coach. He's the offensive coordinator for Minnesota. And Minnesota has been, I think, affected more by COVID-19 than most teams. Zimmer, being a hard-ass defensive guy, has had his team be scored on a lot. They're missing players. They're not tackling like the old-school Minnesota teams of yesteryear. So for that and many reasons, this game is going over 54. And look for the Lions. Again, pro teams don't get blown out for the most part 2 weeks in a row. So look for the Lions to get that +4 over 54, right? Dallas has been playing a lot better as of late. Dalton has not thrown an interception in almost 120 passes. He's doing well. And you got to look, you like CeeDee Lamb, you look at Amari Cooper, all right? Against the Giants, and the Giants are kind of volatile team with Mr. Judge as the coach. I mean, he gets into a brawl with one of his assistant coaches and then fires him the next day. So they're very unstable team. Garrett gets COVID-19. He's out. He has a guy like Fat Freddie Kitchens calling the plays last week, and now it's Garrett, Daniel Jones. So they look to be a mess against a Dallas Cowboy team that's getting their shit together, right? So look for Dallas to cover the -2. Again, they're a loser team. So loser teams are like that member in your family that's always asking for $20 for, you know, asking you to lend them $20. And you say, hey, you're a member of my family. I love you. I'm going to give you $20 because I know I'm not going to get it back. I'm just going to give you the $20. So for us in betting in our system, we'll go money line because we don't trust Dallas with any points. It might win by 1 point. And look for this game to go over 44, even though a lot of Giants games have gone under. Both teams have to throw the kitchen sink at each other. There's no reason to hold any plays or anything in your back pocket for the playoffs at all. So look for this game to go over the 44 and look for Dallas to win on the money line. Browns -10 under 43 against the Steelers. The Steelers notoriously, when they clinch the playoffs, they rest their players. They're not going to show anything. They're not going to put anything on film teams can see next week in the playoffs. So they're going to shut things down. So it's going to go under the 43. So look for Cleveland to win this game 17-0. So take Cleveland minus 10, under 43. Double-digit dogs in the division have hit 80% historically. So almost bet a double-digit dog in the division blindly, right? But you can see for the folks on the podcast, you can see in the episode notes, and folks on YouTube as well, you can see in the episode notes a link to the top 10 rules of betting. Number one rule is never bet your own team because you overestimate your decision, right? Number two is always do your research. So even if it's a double-digit dog in the division and you know they hit 80% of the time, you always do your research. Last year, the only games where a double-digit favorite cover were Bill Belichick games and Fat Andy Reid games. Those were the only double-digit favorites they covered last year. So this year, there hasn't been a lot of double-digit favorites this year in the division, right? So it's in the division, double-digit dogs in the division cover 80% of the time. The Bengals got blown out last time. Remember, pro teams, for the most part, don't get blown out two games in a row, right? So you have that factor. The other factor you have that is a double-digit dog in the division. The Bengals have won a few games in a row. You look at the system, a lot of these guys are interchangeable. So it's almost like a family who's very dysfunctional. Dysfunctional is normal for them, so they can function better in a dysfunctional environment than most. So it doesn't matter who's hurt or who's in or out for the Bengals. They're going to be fine. So they'll cover plus 14 is what I'm seeing on Bovada right now. So I took the Bengals plus 15. I got them off that key number. Because again, the Bengals are a loser team, like that member in your family who's always asking for $20, right? So that member in your family who's always asking for $20, you cover yourself and you know you're not getting that money back, right? So that's the same thing with the Bengals. So the Bengals, I got plus 15 to cover that key number and look for the game to go over 44. Over 44, as they figured out with that quarterback, Allen, they figured out how to score a few points. They're playing the Ravens again for the second time. Another thing is revenge game theory. Revenge game theory has been almost 80% for us. Either college, a team that lost to some other team last year, and then they beat them this year. With the pros is, you know, 1-1. In a COVID year where there hasn't been a lot of game planning, right? There's been running of the normal offenses and defenses. However, within the division, they study each other since March. So the Bengals have been studying the Ravens since March. This is the second time they're playing, right? So So look for the Bengals to cover 14, have this go over 44. Question on Periscope. The blue group, the Cowboys, right? We talked about the Cowboys earlier, and they're hot right now. They're doing well. Dalton's not been turning the ball over, which is huge for them. And they're, you know, big offensive line. Even though guys, some guys have heard their replacement are great. You're looking at Amari Cooper. You're looking at CD Lamb and Elliott, seeing that they did well without him. I see last week he had a renewed energy. Mr. Lee on defense makes a big difference for the Cowboys. So I like the Cowboys on the money line against the Giants. And I look for that game to go over. Should be an exciting game as both teams are going to throw the kitchen sink at each other. Both the Cowboys and Giants are going to throw the kitchen sink at each other offensively because there's no reason for them to keep anything in their back pocket. All right. So that is your Giants and Cowboys. We have the Chargers on the money line over 42. right? But that is going to be in the afternoon game. So that's the first afternoon game we'll cover. The Chargers against the Chiefs. The Chiefs are resting their players for the playoffs. The Chargers have lost a lot of close games. They've been studying the Chiefs since March, right? So look for the Chargers to cover 5 points, right? And since the Chiefs are in a different position, they don't want to score a lot of points because they want to keep what they do off film for the team they're playing in the playoffs, right? So never tell your enemy what you're going to do. So I look for this game to go under the 42 and take the Chargers on the money line. I would imagine that this game is going to end up being Chargers 23-20. So that's right at. So you would, what you would do is you buy half a point, make it 43.5, right? And you get that under on that game. So Chargers money line under 43.5. As the Chargers like to, you know, cut the game in half, run the ball. They got a young quarterback, decent defense. Their games have been going under frequently this year. So look for the Chargers against the Chiefs on the money line under 43.5. The Falcons in the, I think, who's the smartest defensive coordinator coach in the league, Raheem Morris. I remember his days in Tampa Bay. Now he's with Atlanta working that magic, and they've been covering a lot for us, especially as dogs, especially this is the second time they play Tampa Bay. I look for them to get a close loss. Tampa Bay is missing three starters on defense, so this game will go over. It's 50, the over-under. So this is a 27-24 game, which is over. So look for the Bucs to win this game 27-24. And for this game to go over the total of 50. Your Denver Broncos +3 against a team who's been giving up pretty much 40 points a game, the Raiders. Their defense, man, their defensive backs look out of shape. They always get beat deep. So when you're out of shape, depleted defense, going to the high altitude in Denver, right? You're probably going to be in trouble. And Derek Carr makes a lot of mistakes. Vic Fangio is a great defensive coordinator that's going to hone in on that. So I like the Denver Broncos +3 points over 50 as the Raiders have a horrible defense. They're probably, who knows, they probably get blown out. As a Raider fan, it hurts, but you got to be pragmatic. This is money, right? Blood is thicker than water, right? But you got to take emotions out of sports betting and come up with the highest probability, the highest level of certainty, and you mitigate risk like any other investment or decision you make. So look for the highest outcome, right? Highest level outcome is going to be your Denver Broncos +3 over 50 for those reasons, right? Derek Carr, one of the reasons, main reasons that Gruden wants to get rid of him. And eventually Mariota, who fits the offense better, like Rick Gannon did back in the day for Gruden and Gruden's offense. He likes guys that run. Look for Mariota to be the starting quarterback at some point. But the real reason, because Carr can run a little bit, but Carr is a turnover machine as much as he doesn't want to. He panics and turns the ball over. So an out-of-shape team going to high altitude in Denver, take Denver +3 points and over 50. All right? Next game is the Saints at the Panthers. the Saints are in a position where they want to rest players for the playoffs, most likely. Sean Payton likes to, in these types of situations, keep things constricted. Again, never tell your enemy what you're going to do. So Sean Payton, what he is going to do is play very vanilla. He's not going to put on film. So teams in the playoffs knows what he does. Against the Panthers are playing well. Matt Rhule is a smart guy, defensive guy, Penn State guy. So look for this game to go under. And just the same logic, right? A double-digit dogs in the division, +6, get it to +7, get it to that plus key number, and look for the Panthers +7 under 47, right? In the division, we don't care who wins the game. We're looking at the lines. Panthers might win or might lose. Probably, you know, at the end of the day, the Saints will win, but they won't cover the +7 under 47. The Washington football team at the Eagles, and they're getting 4 points, or it's 3. Get it to 4 because the Eagles are a loser team. But the Washington football team is a mess, right? It's fun betting against perverted degenerates like Haskins, who got himself cut for hanging out with strippers and having impulse control issues, right? Similar to Jameis Winston. We made a lot of money betting against these guys. The Washington football team will keep it under. As Chase Young is a one-man machine monster on defense. But look for the Eagles to get that +4 under 44. All right? Under 44 points. The Eagles with a young quarterback. If a quarterback can get 3 first downs with his legs, that's why Gruden loves Mariota. They win 75% of their games. So that's why Jalen Hurts is in there. But they're going to keep things constricted. This is under all. This game has written under all the way. So the average score of a game historically in the NFL is 45 points. This year's been a little higher because of the bad tackling. So look at for this game to go under the 45 points, and for the Eagles to, they might lose 20-17. We don't care, right? But 2017, Washington football team wins. Even though they think they might not. Now that I'm thinking about it more, I might, you know, sprinkle a little bit on the Eagles and the money line, right? But I'm going to bet more on the +4 and the under 45. In each of these games, I wager on, and I'm lucky, fortunate, and good that, you know, my wife hasn't bought gasoline for the last 12 years if it isn't betting money. And I can bet $1,000 a game. So I am putting my money, my hard-earned money, where my mouth is. The Tennessee Titans at the Texans. This is going to be an interesting game. You look at Deshaun Watson. Again, if a quarterback can make 3 first downs with his legs, that team wins 75% of the time. Let me make sure of this. I'm going to look at a stat here. Now, statistics and analytics do not work in football, but key numbers do, right? The last time this team's play was 42-36 in overtime. So the second time they're playing each other, J.J. Watt had that great speech about, you know, trying to get the guys motivated to play, right? Professionals making a ton of money, motivated to play. So I think this is going to be a tight division game. Take the Texans +7, and it's going to be under the 57. You might think I'm crazy, but I think having a defensive coach like Romeo Crennel And Vrabel being a defensive coach as well is going to be like the Oregon-Iowa State game. There's a lot on the line for the Titans. The Texans are going to take the same approach. Scarcity is going to be their last game together as a group, as they have a new GM. And they're probably going to get Eberhaus from your Indianapolis Colts to be their head coach, defensive guy. So look for Deshaun Watson to run a lot, try to get ball control that way. Plus seven, under the 57, and look for the Titans to have a big diet of Derrick Henry, right? And whenever they approach a game like that, a game they want to control, and Derrick Henry, that means under for us. And 50, remember, the average score of an NFL game is 45 points. This is 57, right, with two defensive-minded coaches. So the way you ensure a result is by eliminating variables and covariables, right, and probability theory. So that's what we're doing there with that analysis, right? And then the Sunday night game, the Packers at the Bears, division game, means something for both teams. The Bears' offense has been playing a little bit better to go to where they're really good defense with Chuck Pagano. And the reasons we talk about coaches a lot is because we use out of decision science. We use decision science and fundamental analysis that you use for investments. You use to, it's not, it's one tool used for investment. It's not the end all be all, but in fundamental analysis, one of the tools within that is that you measure corporate governance to measure your investment. So that's why we talk a lot about the coaches. So Chuck Pagano on defense, been doing a great job. The Packers want to hold things back for the playoffs. So they're not gonna throw the kitchen sink at each other like the Cowboys and the Giants. So look for this game to be the Bears plus five. And usually this will be a game that goes under if it was 2019 or 2021. But this year, this is the type of game that'll go over the 49 points. If you live in the past, you die in the past. And one of the big themes of 2020 and people doing introspective is mindfulness, right? What's going on now? So being mindful of what's going on now, this game will go over the 49. So look for the Bears plus five over 49. And that is all your games for this week as we look to go 17 weeks in a row of profit, right? And all these picks are free. We give you person with the best information wins and give you better information than like Action Sports. Anybody that charges you for picks, we give you better information than what you can pay for. You don't have to pay $300 to Action Sports. You can listen to us. We're fortunate, lucky, and good to have our businesses going well, and we make money on the games. So going to the next tax bracket, getting any more money does not make sense, right? You don't want to pay extra taxes. You want to keep your money in your pocket. So we always close. We have a philosophy of abundance, and we always close with Winston Churchill. You make a living from your labor. However, you make a life from what you give. Thank you for listening for the ESBC podcast. And I'm on Twitter at JOSUE, V as in victory, IZCAY. Ask me any questions you want to know about sports betting, right? And linking, measuring investments in math, decision science, and probability theory to make money watching sports. I want a lot of college basketball today with the Pac-12, Big West. We'll be hitting those as we go moving forward. All right. Have a great 2021, and let's have fun watching games and making money while we do so. Thank you for listening.
If you haven't heard of Anchor, it is free. It's a podcast that I use. And they really do a good job for us here at the GFSN Betting and Team Report podcast. It helps us make 70 to 80% of your bets. Now, download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started, my brothers. I'm the best there is.